Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Okay. Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is November 4th, 2021.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar, heed the warning, get right now before it's too late. Please make a choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. Pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, then text him. Let you know you're going to call him on his cell at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886.
Okay, folks, you can get up. Oh, we already did that. All right, we're a national satellite radio program, simulcast live on the internationally, YouTube, some FM. So pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base in places worldwide like Johannesburg, South Africa, Yokohama City, Japan.
Huh? You're just hung up on Oklahoma. It's Yokohama.
Okay.
Okay, But naturally, we're Americans, so an American is going to look at that and relate to it that it looks like Oklahoma.
Well, not necessarily. Some say tomato, some say tomato, some say potato, and some say patata.
And my wife says Oklahoma.
And we say Toronto, Canada, Lexington, Kentucky, St. Louis, Missouri, San Francisco, California, and Kansas City, Missouri was the largest group that listened when it posted on branch.podomatic.com.
Why should they go to branch.podomatic.com right now?
Well, the prophecyhour.com website is kind of censored down right now, but it'll be back up and going Monday, hopefully.
Well, Google finally, because of all the you know that you're putting out right information when Google censors you.
When they shut you up, yeah.
Yeah, and let alone they shut down my website because of all the information that we were giving to you about COVID, because they said I broke community guidelines, and they used the community guidelines to stop the information, the truth about COVID vaccinations, and so on and so forth. We were putting out their information about doctors and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and they don't want the truth out about that.
No, not at all.
You want to kill people.
So anyway, and right now also our stats are a little bit funny. If you notice, folks, we have the same stats the last couple of programs. They're working on it at branch.podomatic.com, but I really like you. Hey, how about sending a text to my phone and telling me what city you hail from, and especially if we've never mentioned your city on the air. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio goes according to your will tonight, not our will, Father. And bless this program in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, let's play this song.
Now have you seen them flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my backyard recently? See them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. Where they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. for my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection. Maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with a feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Yeah, it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Oh, trouble. Okay,
So we didn't read none of it.
Okay,
came out.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we'll do this over. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Thursday that children ages 5 to 11 who are now able to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine qualify for a $100 bonus from the city. Citywide pop-up sites and school vaccination squads will be giving kids prepaid debit cards loaded with $100 if they take the experimental jab.
Now then,
they admitted it's experimental jab.
Well, right, it has to be experimental. Or
and they'll pay them $100, it's a death sentence.
Could be a death sentence to them, you know.
Or permanent disability for life. They're 11 years old, 5 to 11. Come on, give me a break. Nobody should take it, let alone children.
That's just complete craziness. The whole thing is, and it's... We're not going to know for sure. I mean, emergency rooms are filling up, and we can go on down to that. Emergency rooms are filling up with people all kinds of ailments. We'll go through that first, and then we'll talk about it. But
that's a good point. If they can't stop the children from being born by abortion, then they'll just stop them with sterilization.
Well, I don't know what it will do to them, because there's so many very different things it does to them. It does different things to different people. The predominant thing that they're noticing is heart problem, you know, because of blood clotting and things like that. But it also drops your immune system down to where you can't fight off other diseases. And so it's like we're kind of like in one of those wait and see. I don't want to be proven right about this vaccine or what other people are talking about the vaccine. I don't want to be proven right. I hope, I pray to the Father that I'm wrong. And the only thing that we'll be able to know publicly, permanently, is a couple of years down the road. You know what I mean? Because that's what's predicted, within a couple of years that people will die off. But I'm telling you, when we have, like, our website being censored, you know, for simply putting up information, putting links to articles and doctors and places where you can get
and everything that's true, they have their fact checkers put a thing on it that says it's not factual.
Well, they didn't even, honey, they didn't even warn me about Prophecy Hour. See, ProphecyHour.com is a blogger site. Bloggers owned by Google. I didn't even know it was down, because the page would show up to me, but to anybody else that wasn't me, it wouldn't show up. Finally, two people told me, Tracy Hood, that somebody on Google, or not Google, but Facebook, and then Bubba pointed it out. And so I looked in a different way, and yeah, the site was blocked. He didn't say anything to me. Then when I checked into it, it said this. It said, this block has been locked, and they are right now in the middle of a review, because just hit a link and it could say, if you want to request them to relook at the facts, then, you know, they'll do it. So I clicked that link, and that's what popped up. It says, we received a request for review on November 1st, 2021. Blogger will reevaluate the blog to verify that it is not in violation of community guidelines. So that was the first time that I knew why that it was shut down, because somehow I violated Prophecy Hour, violating community.
And anything about COVID that's true will do that.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's why I had to quit posting radio programs to YouTube, because I got kicked off
They don't want the truth out.
Yeah, I got kicked off two or three times on my channel, and I didn't want to lock my channel up, so I stopped posting our radio programs there right now, and I'm going to keep it, you know, it's still good, it reaches a lot of people, but good for other things, as a guy, I guess, as long as I'm not talking about COVID. But right now, almost every radio program is talking about COVID. Of course, the one week after next, which will be the program, radio program, not next week. Next week's Carl Gallup. He's second Thursday every month. The next week.
Is Thanksgiving.
No.
Third Thursday. Or is it the fourth one? I think there's five this
week. It's not the next week. It's the fourth.
I know. Week. I've got 3 weeks till Thanksgiving.
Okay. But here's the point. November 18th.
Yeah, it is.
Today is the fourth.
Right.
Next week, on the 11th, on Veterans Day, is Pastor Carl Gallup's. Yeah. And on November 18th is Joel Richardson.
And then
the next week is Thanksgiving. And Frank doesn't even do
We'll be in Wichita.
What?
Be in Wichita at the mission.
Okay. I was talking about Frank.
Yeah.
I said even Frank, he does not do regular live. I think he just puts in reruns or whatever, but he does not do live radio on that day. He takes it off. So that's kind of – and after that, then after Joel, then the next week will be time for Michael Snyder to come back. And then by then I've got a new guest. I've got some new guests, but I've been reluctant to bring them all on just because I've been off for flu and different things. And, you know – with everything that's happened to me personally this year and to the radio, well, it affects everything, but like, you know, what's up next? Every second, it seems like something else is coming. Okay. Major uptick in emergency room admissions from people suffering acute organ failure. This came out October 28, 2021.
Okay. National Public Radio is flabbergasted by a major uptick in emergency room admissions across the United States by Ethan Hupp. Major uptick in emergency room admissions from people suffering acute organ failure. Even though it's painfully obvious that fully vaccinated Americans are getting sick in droves, NPR is chalking it all up to mystery. Or perhaps something spooky since Halloween is just a few days away, but that was a few days ago, so yeah.
Right.
It was on the 28th, so that makes sense.
Right.
In Lansing, Michigan, for instance, Sparrow Hospital is seeing a massive swarm of very ill patients having to be lined up in stretchers in facility hallways due to a shortage of unavailable beds.
No, of available.
Of available, yeah. Well,
okay, let's stop right there.
It's a shortage. They're unavailable, right? Okay, continue on.
There's a woman trying to justify her mistake. Anyway, when I injured, every time I went to this emergency room this year, I'd been put on a stretcher outside, and it took hours and hours to get in, and I'd never had to go do that before. They had people lined up in the hallways when I went to the emergency room. They weren't suffering from COVID. It was a thing. Like, if it was COVID, they would have wheeled them off to, you know, put them in
COVID
the holes.
COVID floor, yeah.
Right, right. They took them, yeah, COVID floor. They took them to the COVID floor. But the emergency rooms were packed. And people don't understand when they say, well, you know, the COVID floors are packed or whatever. They only allot. That means that the certain amount of beds that they had for COVID, were, you know, it doesn't mean the whole thing was. But, yeah, so I saw that firsthand with my knee, that they were, you know, people suffering from all kinds of things. Okay, go ahead.
Well, and another problem they're having, they was having, I know, at Wichita Hospitals is the doctors and nurses were getting fired and losing their jobs because they refused to take the jab. So they was trying to make it mandatory. So they had a shortage of nurses. There was one nurse that worked at Wesley that came on Facebook and made a whole thing about it. Yeah, she refused it, so she didn't no longer have a job. She'd been there 19 years.
Well, I do know as a fact, though, so I don't know if all of them got fired or not. Now, I don't know. I didn't see the nurse from Wesley getting fired or maybe saying she's going to get fired. I don't know. But I did talk to my doctor, which is at Wesley Hospital, and he told me at the very first that it was roughly half of the doctors and half of the nurses refused to take the vaccine.
Right.
And but, you know, they acknowledge at that point when he told me that they had not been fired. And the mandate the mandate's been moved up. It was December 3rd that everybody working, you know, had to have the shot by December 3rd. Now he moved it up to January 2nd, I think, because the businesses screamed at the Biden administration and told them that they wanted them, would they hold off at least until after the holidays? Because if they had fired a whole bunch of people in December, it would destroy what's left of the supply chain. And so that been bumped back a month to January 2nd, went from December 2nd to January 2nd. And I'm pretty sure it's January 2nd, January something. So I don't know. I know locally that the hospitals are jam-packed. And let's go through about another. Let's just read what's visible here, and then we'll because it'll be break time.
Okay. It's hard to watch, said Tiffany Dunn, saying the emergency room's nursing director. I always feel very, very bad when I walk down the hallway and see that people are in pain or needing to sleep or needing quiet, but they have to be in the hallway with, as you can see, 10 or 15 other people walking by every minute.
Yeah, it was real. Yeah, they wheeled all stuff kind of, and mind you, my leg was locked up and I was in severe pain and everything, and I had to be just like that out in the hallway and in severe pain, and other people being wheeled by me, and you know, and it was, you know, it was really discomforting.
Right.
You know, I needed to be put into a room or something, but there was no rooms available, and let alone it over 3 hours. Time I would come into the door until the time that they would even put me in the hallway. You understand what I'm saying? I sit there waiting for 3 hours, and I was in severe pain, and under normal circumstance, the way my knee was locked up like that, they would have saw me immediately. They'd immediately put me in a room. They'd immediately started attending to me, but I sat there in 3 hours of agonizing pain before they ever even took me into a room and then gave me a shot, you know. And there was something, you know what I mean? And we'll talk more about it when we come back. So, okay, prophecyhour.com, is that where we're going?
No, prophecyhour.com's down. It's been censored. Working on it. It should be moved and running next week.
So if you want to find out about the Wichita Mission Church, you can go to WichitaHomeless.com, WichitaHomeless.com. Simply, you can call me, text me or something, 316-694-8886. Send me a text if you need more information about the Mission Church or anything. Listen to radio programs, refer other people, branch.podomatic.com, branch.podomatic.com.
We'll be back in 4 minutes.
All right.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, or pre-rath, or post-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you're really looking for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle in your spirit because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that the people other than post-trib can't seem to find peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But either way, this is going to help you to find the peace about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friend. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it, and it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. Hal Pretrib 1 at prophecyclub.com.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people, your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
we're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to
Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we are. Anyway, amen. Let's go over there's something I noticed during break, and it just basically came out. Washington Post put this out. No, Washington Times. Says Senate Republicans blast Biden over dishonorable discharges for unvaccinated troops. You know, it's one thing to kick them out if they won't take the vaccination, but these guys...
That's terrible. He shouldn't be able to do that.
Do what?
It says the Senate Republicans on Thursday blasted President Biden's plan to dishonorably discharge active duty military personnel who refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, and there's at least 8,000. Doesn't sound like as many.
Yeah, 8,000 of them refused it. They didn't meet the deadline.
Yeah, they didn't meet the deadline in the military. Only 8,000. I thought there would be a lot more numbers than that. That must be just one branch, because the numbers I heard of military refusing a vaccine were much, much greater than that. Maybe they're bound to it because they don't want to be dishonorably discharged. But as we're seeing, so we're talking about tonight, folks, we started talking about how hospitals are, getting full of people with all kinds of other ailments. So let's go back to this article. And this, Frank says the deadlines were different for every service. And that's what I was trying to think. I don't know whether this was the Army, Navy, Marines, who it was. But anyway, let's go back to this article. It's talking about how emergency rooms have been stacking up ever since they started giving out the vaccines, and not stacking up from COVID, but from other things. So let's go on to this.
Okay, at the start of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, long before the so-called vaccines were made available through Operation Warp Speed, Borough Hospital was fairly normal. Once the jabs began widespread, however, the sickly really started to pour in. Most U.S. hospitals, it turns out, were as empty as could be prior to the release of the jabs. It was only after the injections had been widely distributed that hospitals across the country began to flood with new patients. Once Biden boosters get into people's arms, the entire healthcare system could collapse from all the sick patients they create. Doctors and nurses say that the severity of the patient's illness is all over the map. Some patients are complaining about abdominal pain, while others are having trouble breathing. There are also lots and lots of blood clots, which have become a common occurrence in people who get injected with the spike protein bioweaponry disguised as medicine.
Okay, and you know what here's something that proves it's doing something to your system. They've also had other studies in places like Israel that came out that said that people that are taking aspirin are less likely to get the bug cots. Well, duh, aspirin's a blood thinner, but people that are on aspirins are less likely to get the blood clots. But these are all coming from the vaccines, or it sure looks that way. Let's finish the article.
Okay, there is also a surge of patients suffering from cardiovascular events, failed suicides, acute organ failure, and an array of
debilitating
symptoms. Many of these patients can no longer work and have trouble just getting through the day.
Yeah, and we've seen this with some major athletes that have taken the shots that, went from being a major athlete to nothing and couldn't do anything. And we're talking about major athletes across the world take the shot, and then boom, they couldn't do it. And we're seeing reports, not on mainstream media, but on the media that we look at, the different medias, and it's a bunch of different companies putting out that, the truth in a sense. People take the shot, they drop dead. They take the shot, they have a heart attack, so on and so forth. Go ahead.
Okay, had they taken their chances with the Wuhan virus without getting injected, they'd probably be okay, doing just fine. Because they listened to Tony Fauci, however, they are now suffering immensely from vaccine-induced adverse effects. Once in the NPR...
Not once.
Not once in the NPR's legendary article.
Lengthy.
Article about this phenomenon in the word vaccine, even so much as okay. Not once in the NPR's lengthy article about this phenomenon is the word vaccine even so much as mentioned. Do a word search for yourself. You will see that it is not even part of the equation, even though it is most obvious. It is the most obvious culprit.
Okay, and
yeah, which means they're not even saying, and they won't say any time you get vaccine injured, you can't get them to admit it. They won't admit it.
Well, now let's go with that's NPR, that's National Public Radio. But let's go with this. We do know that the thing called, you know what Byers is, Bayers.
Yeah, that's the vaccine the vaccine injured compensation.
Yeah, that's the place where you report if there's a vaccine problem.
Well, adverse effects. It's vaccine adverse effects compensation or whatever it is.
Okay, well, there's a girl who was fired from there after she came out and said that they had so many reports they were from people that were reporting the vaccine problems that they were overwhelmed. But Bayers isn't even putting it into their system. They're not. They're just ignoring them.
No, because a so-called bioweapon, immune therapy, whatever they want to call it, they try to make it an emergency vaccine where there's no recourse for anything that happens to you if you take it.
Yeah, and they don't – yeah, and that's why they can't – and see, they okayed it for emergency use. Emergency use is for if nothing else helps.
Yeah, and there is two drugs that I know for sure help, hydroxychloroquine and envimentin.
I have no idea how that.
However you pronounce those two, yes, those two work.
Yeah, absolutely. And other countries in the world have pointed out.
I think it's Enovectum.
India, for one, had a major problem with people dying off real quick, and they started using Enovectum, and it changed everything. Okay, let's go on with this article and see what else it's got to say.
As the U.S. approaches the winter season, hospital admissions are up nearly 20%, according to the report, despite being down over the summer when people were out in the warm and the sunlight. This suggests that once winter comes into full swing, it is going to be dark. It's going to be a dark one as far as public health is concerned.
Okay. People were out in the sun. Getting what?
Vitamin D3.
Right, and that's one of the major factors. A lot of people that have died from COVID, they said, Frank made it where you could pronounce
that. Yeah, I did when he put it.
So I guess that's ivermectin. Ivermectin. Okay, thanks, Frank. That was useful. I didn't know how to pronounce it. Okay, ivermectin. But the point is that that's one of the major things that they say that people that died from COVID, also the ones that did do tests or whatever, said they had a big vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah.
And vitamin D is given freely from Yahweh so that we can, fight off those things. But you got to get out there in the sun and get it. You can't live in the house like a vampire, you know.
Let me tell you what, when you get that flu bug that's going around, if you just take three times the amount of vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc every day, you'll get rid of it faster, I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It knocks it out quick.
Yeah, this new flu that's around, you know, there is a flu, and in it's not no fun at all.
No, it's anywhere from 5 days to 3 weeks, depending on if you have any conditions that make it linger.
Right.
Normal, if you just fight the flu and you don't have any other conditions that can attack, it says 5 to 8 days. Well, if you have other conditions, it can last up to 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been over 3 weeks for me, and I still got it.
It's had 15 days and on, so.
I still have a little bit of it in my lungs.
They didn't really even put an end time on it if you have asthma or diabetes or COPD or any of those major.
Well, I have asthma, and diabetes.
And so that makes that linger, and it said 15 days and on. So there was no ending date to it. It's just whenever your body fights it off.
Well, and it was just, in fact, it was just a couple of days ago that less than 2 days ago that I still thought it would come. I'd be sitting, and then all of a sudden I just feel like I wanted to go to sleep. You know, even though.
Well, I know how I fought mine off better because I have a COPD, major COPD, but I take Mulin and I take.
Tell them what that is. What is that?
Chronic obstruction pulmonary disease.
No, what's Mulin?
Mulin is for your lungs. It's a natural herb. I drink Mulin tea and I take Mulin drops. And ever since I've started taking that, I haven't had to have no inhalers. I have my inhaler, but I haven't used it in like maybe 6 months. I don't need anything. I'm all natural now. So, but anyway, what I was saying is I take, elderberry every night. I take elderberry every night. I take zinc every night, vitamin D3, vitamin C, my Mulin. And I was sick for 8 days, but I could have been dead from just attacking my COPD.
Right. Just take.
Oh, my quercetin and bromelain. That's what I take for breathing, too.
Yeah. I've been taking that for a few. I've been taking vitamin E, quercetin and bromelain, and some all the ones that they mentioned to help fight off of COVID. I had been when they started saying that. I'd already been taking them for a couple of years just because I do have asthma, and I wanted things that would help me breathe. And so I had looked them up before COVID ever came into the arena, and I'd been taking them for a couple of years before COVID ever even hit. Curacao with bromelain, I've been taking it for...
Well, I'm not a PhD, but nowadays you can just go online. And you know what? I was kidding with my kids when I said that, because every time you go to a doctor, it's a nurse practitioner. I said, yeah, because you don't have to go to school anymore for it. You can just get an online degree and become a doctor. Well, I was kidding. Guess what? They are advertising online, get your PhD in six months or something online, PhD degree. No, thank you. So there, it is a true thing, and I was just kidding about it. What happened to 12 years in school?
Yeah, there is a lot of, at my doctor's office, you know, it's a training place, and there's a lot of women, and it's mostly women, I say that.
Nurse practitioners.
That are training to be,
doctors.
Not doctors, but what's...
Nurse practitioners.
Well, physician's assistants.
Yeah, nurse practitioners.
Well, right, but it's called physician's assistants. So they're training to be physician's assistants, which a nurse practitioner is right underneath it, neath
a physician's
assistant.
Right.
You know, because they go up, that's the highest level of nurse, is a practical nurse, which that person is usually the one that's always in charge and directs the other nurses.
Usually those are called RNs.
Registered nurse.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the point is there's a lot of them over there training, at my hospital. Now I have seen a physician's assistant like maybe once or something because my doctor is a teacher over there but I knew that he was right outside the door and was making the decisions.
Well, I just know if I hadn't been taking all that stuff, I'd been a whole lot sicker. I couldn't get out of bed for 8 days. I slept. I was so done sleeping, I couldn't sleep anymore.
Yeah, you did sleep for 8 days. I know I had to do dishes for 8 days.
We had to do dishes and cook and everything because I didn't do anything but get up, go back, and go back to bed.
I was so burned out on my cooking, I was ready not to even...
It was all I could do to drink chicken broth, but I did because I knew if I didn't drink something, get something to fight it off, I wasn't going to get any better because you got to have food. I always been taught, feed a cold, starve a fever. So if you don't have a fever, you need to be eating something.
Right. Well, your system.
And water, 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 water. The more water you get, the faster you wash it out. That's why I tell all my kids, 5 or 6 bottles, get them drank. Drink.
Yeah, well, you have to hydrate in all situations. If you're dehydrated, it'll even make your heart beat harder and faster and everything. So anyway, you got to take care of yourself. We better finish this article.
Okay. In an early indicator what's happening in the ED is that we're seeing more acute cases than were pre-pandemic, said Caleb Cox, a data scientist at the Epic Health Research Network. even though we're seeing the overall volumes come back to normal over the summer here, we see the more acute conditions still remain higher than the pre-pandemic normals, while the lower acuity conditions still remain below pre-pandemic normal.
Let me define that for you guys. What it's basically saying is the serious things, we're seeing more and more serious things. But the things like that are like cuts and bruises and stuff like that, which are things you do by accidents or
stitches,
seeing
less broken bones,
but
all that, yeah.
Right, but that's natural because in this pandemic thing, people were doing less.
Yeah.
You understand? Even though it's summertime, they were doing less. They were not out swimming, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But the big kicker is to pay attention to the fact that more big acute cyst things are coming on. Go ahead.
As the Biden boosters get rolled out, we expect another wave of acute health problems to emerge that results in hospitals becoming even more overwhelmed with sick, fully vaccinated patients.
Right, right, right. Amen. And so that's what's going on, and I know this firsthand because I've seen it firsthand.
COVID-19 vaccine whistleblower issues dark warning of mass depopulation by Shane Trejo, Big League Politics. Former Pfizer chief scientist Dr. Michael Yeadon, who has emerged as a prominent whistleblower against the COVID-19 vaccine regime, has issued a dark proclamation for what is to come now that the technology is taking shape.
Okay.
And I've been saying it all along, depopulation.
The techro-rosy. Anyway, that guy, he's a former Pfizer chief scientist. That's why that we should pay attention to this.
Right.
He's not like he's just some John Henry up here.
Right, he knows what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, Yeadon wrote of what is to come on his Telegram channel, considering major tech monopolies would never allow him to spread his message on their tightly controlled propaganda platforms. The world economy has been reshaped, destroying big chunks of the aspirational middle classes as well as their predecessors. Billions of people are somewhere between unstable and clinically insane. Lockdown masks, business closures, immunity, PCR vaccines, all lies or severely misleading takes on everything he wrote. The worst part for my perception has been perceptive has been the Soviet level of propaganda, suppression, and censorship. Not only main legacy media, but mostly almost the entire internet is controlled by perpetrators. Yeadon added before asking, where is this all going? Yeadon believes that this is all headed towards a massive depopulation plan, which has long been speculated as being the capstone of the New World Order. Yes, it is. There's a large group who genuinely don't know what's going on, a growing number of whom are stirring uneasily. They sense it doesn't all add up. They won't be initiators, but could be recruited by an alternative narrative that's not only plausible, but true, he wrote. Some others know we've suffered a global coup d'etat, but are pinning their hopes on an outcome that just enforces restrictions. That's just wishful thinking. Consider the ambition of this all, as well as its cost and risk. I don't believe the return on that can be as limited as restricting our freedoms to fly, eat, meet, to drive, or to whack on the heating whenever you want, Yeadon continued. So I'm with the catastrophists who think depopulation is by far the most likely. It's depressing because despite 18 months of attempts to point out the myriad of obvious untruths being told, coupled recently with mass-scale injuries and deaths, the lies continue to thick and fast be added.
Yeah.
And fast be added.
Right, right. So Yerdon, this guy is a really big scientist or whatever. He used to be a head at Pfizer, is saying this is depopulation. This is what the New World Order has been saying all along.
Yerdon concluded his rant by admitting his fear of what is to come and pleading with his supporters to help him get this message out to the masses. Only time will tell if his dark predictions come to pass, with the globalist elite hell-bent on achieving their great reset.
Yeah, amen.
And yeah, it is. That's what they're trying to do.
Right, right. It's terrible. It just goes back to the thing is, I won't take the vaccine. I don't think people should take it, but I'm not a doctor. I mean, that's between you and the Father and your doctor or whatever, but looking at the information, it looks like that's what it is. I mean, if the emergency rooms are filling up with people and beyond the emergency rooms, we know there's so many cases, we said earlier, of people taking the shot and just dropping dead within a few days or, being debilitated. One woman's had a stroke. It's just craziness. It's just craziness. So, anyway, but November, that's Thanksgiving month. So tell them about Thanksgiving.
Well, we're getting geared up and ready to start cooking turkeys Sunday. We're going to cook our first turkey. I say that every year. I don't know where I get that from. We're going to cook our first turkey Sunday.
Well, I'm going to be a dummy like maybe, well, so you're cooking them now, but Thanksgiving ain't for 3 weeks away.
Right, but I put them all in ice cream buckets with all the juice and freeze them. As soon as they're done, I put them in the freezer, because when it gets time, I'll have a whole cooker full of turkey, and then I'll just take it out as I need it and heat it as I need it.
Where do you get all the ice cream buckets?
We eat a lot of ice cream. We have a lot of shakes. And I say, everybody saves ice cream buckets because they know I put food in them at the mission.
Right. So you're starting to cook. So you think we probably have enough turkeys to cook or whatever, but you do need some other things.
Right. I still need to get the potatoes, the sweet potatoes, the marshmallows, the fried onions, the chicken cream of chicken soup, everything for the dressing. So my dinner is going to be, it's pretty restricted doing it the way we do it, but I have to do a dinner plate and a dessert plate. So they'll get turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy and dressing and one in the big tray, and then they'll get green bean casserole and sweet potatoes and then probably some olives and sweet pickles. And then, I don't know, we'll probably do a couple rolls. Yeah, I'll probably just get the rolls we got last year and then two rolls, and that'll be their dinner, and then they'll get a dessert tray with three different desserts in it.
Yeah. Amen. So that's...
And I'm shooting for 100 both days, so I'm gonna shoot for 200 plates, and that's just by doing what we've been doing. But I think Thanksgiving, and that way, if I do it that way, then on Thursday, if I do 200 plates, so be it. I'll make something different for Friday. It's no big deal. I'll be at the church, and I'll just have to make something different. But I usually make enough where I can hopefully get through Thursday and Friday with Thanksgiving dinner, and we just get everything out and send everything out on Friday and if there's any leftovers, we have them Tuesday. But the past couple of years, we've been able to get rid of everything in 2 days, so.
Right.
But I'm shooting for 200, so that's what I'm shooting for.
Well, I see Prophecy Hour being up next, prophecyhour.com being up next week. In the meantime, if you want to go to WichitaHomeless.com, there is our address and everything over there on how to send a donation. If you want to send a donation for Thanksgiving, we need you to send it as soon as possible.
Yes, amen. And also, I'll also add in there that we also, every year, on top of doing the Thanksgiving with the people, we've always been open on December 25th. And our tradition started about probably 4 years ago, where we do corned beef and cabbage on that day. So, and I think last year I got 10 corned beef. You think we got more, but I don't know. But We're needing to start getting that dinner together, too. And that's a little bit more of an expensive dinner because it's a special dinner. It's a Jewish tradition,
corned beef
and cabbage.
Well,
we're on our anniversary that weekend, too. So I just put them in the slow cookers, and they're done and ready to go.
Let me throw this in. December 25th, do we celebrate Christmas?
No, we don't celebrate Christmas, but everything's closed and the people need to eat.
Right.
That's why we do corned beef and cabbage.
And that's one thing that Wichita Mission Church has always did. We've always tried to be open on the days that we knew the agencies and the stores and things are closed because, you know, that's the days of greatest need because they just can't go down the street and get something or whatever. And one of the biggest days had been in the past Martin Luther King Day, but then now some people have slacked up on that in the sense that there's more things open on it. The same amount of people on Martin Luther King Day as we did on Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving is by far the biggest. Anyway, you can also donate online, mail a check or money order. You can do all those things. And it's pretty easy to find. You can go to Prophecy. Next week, you can go to prophecyhour.com. You can text me. Or if you want to do a PayPal donation, if you ever did PayPal, it's elcm@messiahsbranch.org. Go over.
If you just type in Messiah's Branch, you'll get so many links, you'll be able to find us.
Right, but most of those are all going to be to prophecyhour.com.
Messiah's Branch.org.
Okay, let me tell them this. WichitaHomeless.com will have a donation link over there for PayPal. If you make a donation for Thanksgiving, make sure you mark it for Thanksgiving. And if there's money left over from Thanksgiving, then we'll just go ahead and buy the
corned beef.
Corned beef, yeah. Okay, we got to go. You want to say goodbye or anything to them?
Shalom.
Okay.
And Shabbat Shalom tomorrow.
Okay. You must remember, folks, though, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
Remember, always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah to return.
Yes, and the Word commands us to do that. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, your face would shine upon them, that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till next week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.